or prefrontal cortex activity. We often see this scan in patients who have clinical symptoms of depression, anger, suicidal behavior, and attentional problems. Dr. Lewis put him on a combination of medications and followed him closely over the telephone. Within 3 weeks, this man had dramatically improved. He no longer had suicidal thoughts, his mood was more positive, and his mind felt sharper and more focused. He told Dr. Lewis that we had saved his life. In early March, we heard from an Israeli woman who had bought the book in the United States while on holiday. She'd suffered her whole life from angry outbursts, cyclic depression, and attention problems. After reading the book and completing the checklist, she predicted she had a left temporal lobe problem, a limbic problem, and a prefrontal cortex problem. Doctors in Israel had told her to get counseling, and she'd already spent vast amounts of money with no benefit. She came to our clinic and saw Dr. Brian Goldman, who ordered a SPECT study to evaluate her brain function. Her scan was very close to what she predicted. Dr. Goldman started her on a medication regimen, along with other brain-based strategies described in this book.